This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are seeing growing threats to consumers' pocketbooks. Let's get more from KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz with the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. Jerry, first off, what are you hearing about car prices right now under tariffs?
Well, everyone is really worried about what's going to happen. The Anderson Economic Group, based in East Lansing, Michigan, and Chicago, and they completed a pretty detailed analysis of what to expect from the current tariffs if they go into effect. And what they were saying is that when we're talking about cars made in North America, if those 25% tariffs are in place, we're talking about cars going up between $4,000 and $10,000. And electric cars, because the additional components, will go up maybe $12,000. Now, there's a good chance that Mexico and Canada will cut a deal with the U.S. and basically resurrect the old NAFTA agreement, the USMCA, in its current form, in some fashion. If that happens, what will still happen is we'll probably see a $2,000 increase in the price of cars, even those moving between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada without additional tariffs, just because the countries still have tariffs on imported aluminum, steel, and products from places like China. So that $2,000 is pretty much locked in. For those of you who have SUVs or pickup trucks, their analysis said it would be between $5,000 and $12,000.
This next concept, I think, gives us another clue about the squeeze on consumers right now. Buy now, pay later for food delivery. Who's doing this?
DoorDash, of all people, they're taking charge, pun intended. So we've all seen these kind of services like PayPal, Klarna, Affirm, and the like. And typically, they offer their services to us when we're looking at the prospect of a big ticket purchase, something like major appliances, computers, or something like that. But DoorDash is actually going to partner with Klarna, one of the other buy now, pay later groups. They have one set up where you pay in 4 installments, no additional interest, although you'll still be paying fees. And if you want to pay it over time, you're back to paying interest on top of those fees. You know, if you're the person on the hook to order lunch or dinner for your entire department at work, and that will max out your credit card, doing this buy now, pay later approach makes perfect sense. But for folks who are just paying for tonight's dinner for themselves or themselves and their family, does it really make sense? I think we're better paying cash up front.
That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business professor. Thanks for your time.
Have a great week.